All right, Romy, get my soapbox. Sermon.
We had to reinforce this soapbox.
Sermon. Home energy audits 101.
It could use a whole awful lot.
Okay. Not all home energy audit companies are created equal, okay? Now, John in Mesa calls and says he's had a home energy audit company out to his house, and yet he still remains confused as to whether or not UpDucts should be or shouldn't be operating while he has the air conditioning on. Well, you need to seal those UpDucts completely when you turn the air conditioning on, okay? And the little slide-in panel that blocks some air, I don't think is sufficient to do the job. If you're not using your evaporative cooler for at least 3 to 4 months of the year, I would encourage you to get rid of the UpDucts altogether, not just by blocking them off, but by also adding a sheet of insulation to cover that exact space, because the UpDuct is actually a breathing mechanism for an evaporative cooler. An evaporative cooler works by injecting a ton of moist air into your house at a high volume. Those UpDucts then allow your house to exhale all that cool, moist air that your house is being forced to breathe in. It sends that moist air into the attic, and then it escapes through the attic vents and ventilation. It's actually a very, very efficient system when the humidity is low, or in the shoulder seasons, not the middle of the monsoon season, or in the mid-altitude elevations. It is a great, great efficient way to cool your house fairly economically. If a whole house energy audit company came to your home and didn't instruct you on that, they didn't fully do their job. They didn't fully educate you. Let's get those UpDucts sealed up really well, really tight, when we flip the air conditioning on, and you're going to be a whole lot happier. So how do you tell a good home energy audit? I was called out on a call not too long ago. I think it was the end of last summer. We actually had a home energy audit company that was recommending $8,000 worth of LED light bulbs to a consumer. And I said, that doesn't sound right. A home energy audit company should be looking for what is the least expensive thing that we can do to your home that's going to give you the maximum return on investment. So we actually went out and looked at this house. This home energy audit company was recommending $8,000 in LED light bulbs, and he missed the fact that the return air plenum was completely exposed to the attic and was sucking in attic air. Hello, yep. Ding.
Yeah, profit margin's a lot better on LED lights,
ooh,
though.
Oh, man. I mean, he didn't even have that written up in his report. Not
he was
all
out there to sell
home
light bulbs.
Energy audit companies are created the same. In northern Arizona, you can find Rosie Certified Green Model.
Yes, sir. 928-637-6571. They do energy audits from Flagstaff down to Prescott. And they are slightly changing their name.
Yeah, that's right.
He was going off an industry remodel, so he was going off the pun green model. And he's got this little green leaf on it. Well, Flagstaff's kind of a college town, and he got so fed up with people asking, hey, dude, man, you grow? No, bonehead, I'm an energy audit contractor. So he didn't quite take that into consideration. He got fed up. So it's going to be changing the name, but the number's the same. 928-637-6571.
For Northern Arizona and the greater Phoenix metro area, of course, it has been for a long time. Rosie Certified Home Energy Audit Company, Rias.
You just wanted to point out the fact, how old was that customer that they were telling to buy the $8,000 worth of LED lights?
Well, it really doesn't matter how old he was, because the payback on those LED lights was about 50 years. So if he was any under 30 years old, he was too old to buy those light bulbs.
But he was elderly, and one of our big missions is to protect our older homeowners from scams, and that was definitely a scam.
So. You know, speaking of protecting older, we saved a widow woman $8,000. Her neighbor actually, as a good Samaritan, called us and said, this woman has signed a contract to get this, this, and this done for $8,000. We found out the company wasn't even licensed in Arizona. Mm-hmm. They were operating out of Edina, Minnesota. And we sent the registrar in on the deal. She got all of her money back. Oh,
that's
man.
A good neighbor.
Please proceed with caution. Do you have Rias's phone number, babe? Okay. You can find it at rosieonthehouse.com, and we will get it for you. Whole house energy audit. That brings us back to Dennis Rodenberg of Thermal Advantage, a particular niche of taking older masonry homes like mine, and my home was built in the 60s, and filling it, the concrete block, with foam and all the advantages that accomplishes, because most of the time those masonry voids are empty. If you're in that kind of home, Dennis, how would they contact you?
Well, our office number is 480-705-5757. We also have a brand new website, thermaladvantage.com, and we have a toll-free number, 888-329-0289.
Talk about some of the commercial projects you've done. I understand that Walmart writes you into every building they build.
Foam insulation is the only wall insulation that Walmart's use, and that's common for a lot of big box stores. Sam's are that way, Costco's are that way, a lot of grocery stores, shopping centers, and schools are also that way.
And you do a lot of commercial work.
Probably about 50%. It varies, but probably about 50%. And if you go to our website, there's a list, a very partial list of commercial work that we've done.
Okay, when we get back, I want to talk about that upstairs bedroom that's over a garage that never can get cool, never can get comfortable. It's a very common floor plan in Arizona, and it is a problem we can solve. That and other insulation dilemmas when we get back.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.